The following is a Sunday feast lecture given by His Holiness Jayabhataka Swami on October 27, 1987 at New Orleans, Louisiana. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 10, Texts 25 through 39.
In other words, these two sons of a rich Kuvera from the other planets. They may be the son of a rich man, but they didn't have any scope for meeting God face to face, for meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Actually, they had been misbehaving, but somehow Narada Muni blessed them that they could come to their senses and also be able to see Krishna face to face. This shows the causeless mercy of a devotee. By his mercy, one can get Krishna. So then Krishna, he entered in between those two Arjuna trees. Balena niskarshayatapak ulukhalam tak damodarena tarasot kalitam ribandha nishpeta tu paramavikramitati vepa skandha pralala vitapau kita chanda sabdhau. By dragging behind him with great force the wooden mortar tied to his belly, the boy Krishna uprooted the two trees. By the great strength of the Supreme Person, the two trees with their trunks, leaves and branches trembled severely and fell to the ground with a great crash. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is the pastime of Krishna known as Damodara Lila. Therefore, another name of Krishna is Damodara, as stated in the Hari Vamsa. Sachatinaiva namnatu Krishna vaidama bandhanat goshte damodara iti gopivi parigiyate sattasya paramaya kagubi spurantau siddha vupetya kujayori vajata veda Krishnam pranamya sirasakila lokanatam vadhanjali virajasav idamuchatu sma. Thereafter, in that very place where the two Arjuna trees had fallen, two great perfect personalities who appeared like fire personified came out of the two trees. The effulgence of their beauty illuminated all directions. With bowed heads they offered obeisances to Krishna, and with hands folded they spoke the following words. Krishna Krishna Mahayogins Twam Adya Purusha Paraha Vyakta Vyaktam Nidana Viswam Rupam Te Brahmarapyu. O Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna, your opulent mysticism is inconceivable. You are the supreme original person, the cause of all causes, immediate and remote. And you are beyond this material creation. Learned Brahmanas know, on the basis of the Vedic statement, Sarvam Kilu Idam Brahma, that you are everything, and that this cosmic manifestation, in its gross and subtle aspects, is your form. Kvam Eka Sarvam Bhutanam Dehasvatmendriye Swaraha Tvam Evo Kalo Bhagavan Vishnu Abdhaya Iswaraha. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything. The body, life, ego and senses of every living entity are your own self. You are the Supreme Person, Vishnu, the imperishable controller. You are the time factor, immediate cause, and you are the material nature, consisting of the three modes of passion, goodness and ignorance. You are the original cause of this material manifestation. You are the Paramatma Super Soul. Therefore you know everything within the core of the heart of every living entity. O Lord, you exist before the creation. Therefore who trapped by a body of material qualities in this world can understand you. In this way they offered their prayers to Lord Krishna, who's just before them. Small child, 2-3 year old form. And they're offering their obeisances to him. Then he prayed, O Supreme Form, we are always servants of your servants, especially of Narada Muni. Now give us permission to leave for our home. It is by the grace and mercy of Narada Muni that we have been able to see you face to face. Henceforward, may all our words describe your pastimes. May our ears engage in oral reception of your glories. May our hands, legs, and other senses engage in actions pleasing to you. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. May our heads offer our obeisances to everything within this world, because all things are also your different forms. And may our eyes see the forms of Vaishnavas, who are not different from you. So Sukadeva explained, the two young demigods thus offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Sri Krishna, the Supreme Godhead, is the master of all, and was certainly Gokuleshwara, the master of Gokula, he was bound to the wooden mortar by the ropes of the gopis, and therefore, smiling widely, he spoke to the sons of Kuvera as follows. Prabhupada explains that Krishna was smiling because he was thinking to himself, these two young demigods fell from the higher planetary system to this planet, and I have delivered them from the bondage of standing for a long time as trees. But as for me, I am bound by the ropes of the gopis and am subject to their chastisements. In other words, Krishna submits to being chastised and bound by the gopis because of pure love and affection, worthy of being praised by a devotee in so many ways. Krishna is so powerful, he can release these sons of Kuvera. He can do so many wonderful things, yet he allows himself to be tied by Mother Yasoda. So this month is known as the Damodar month, where we remember how Krishna was caught by the love of his mother. Similarly, how he delivered those two sons of Kuvera by his causeless mercy, even though they were only doing improper activities, but by the blessing of the Vaishnava, they could get delivered. So we also pray that by the mercy of Lord Damodar, just as the sons of Kuvera could be freed from their bondage, we can be fixed in the devotion of the Lord. Now, on this day also we are observing this Damodar month is glorified, known also as the Kartik Masha, Purja Vratam. And anyone who does some spiritual activity in this month gets 100 times the benefit. So, it's a very good month to practice being a vegetarian, good month to eat Krishna Prasad and do all these festivals. I'll just give a brief description of Govardhan Puja and also a description of Diwali. Then we'll do a worship of Govardhan and Krishna. The Govardhan Puja happened when Krishna was six or seven years old. At that time his father wanted to do the worship of Indra. Indra is the king of the demigods. In the universe, there's many universal controllers known as demigods, according to the Vedas. Sometimes people think that all the gods are the same. But the Vedas clearly say that Aka, Brahma, Ditya, Nasti, there's one supreme Brahman. There's one Parameshwar, Iswaraha, Paramaha, Krishna, Satchidananda, Vigraha. There are many other subordinate controllers. So sometimes Krishna has to cut them down to size to bring them into the proper mood. So this king, according to the Vedas, the king of the higher planets is known as Indra. And his personal weapon is the thunderbolt, and he's in charge of all the clouds. So he brings the rain or drought to the people. So they wanted to worship Indra to get good rainfall, but Krishna convinced them that instead of worshipping Indra, you should worship the Govardhan Hill. He did this for two reasons. One was to establish the worship of Govardhan, the sacred hill in Vrindavan, and the second was to arouse the anger of Indra for stopping his traditional puja or worship, so that he could teach Indra a lesson. So Krishna explained to Nanda Maharaj what should be the Govardhan puja. Tasmad gavam brahmanam adresha rabhyatamaka indrayaga samparas tairayam satyatamaka. Therefore may I sacrifice for the pleasure of the cows, the brahmanas, and Govardhan hill begin with all the paraphernalia collected for worshipping Indra. Let this sacrifice be performed instead. Let many different kinds of food be cooked, from sweet rice to vegetable soups. May many kinds of fancy cakes, baked and fried, be prepared, and all the available milk products should be taken for this sacrifice. The brahmanas who are learned in the Vedic mantras must properly invoke the sacrificial fires. Then you should feed the priest with nicely prepared food and reward them with cows and other gifts. After giving appropriate food to each of the others, including the dog eaters, the dogs, and other fallen personalities, you should give grass to the cows and then present your respectful offerings to Govardhan Hill. After everyone has eaten to his satisfaction, you should all dress and decorate yourselves handsomely, smear your bodies with sandalwood paste, and then circumambulate the cows, the brahmanas, the sacrificial fires, and the Govardhan Hill. So in this way, Krishna got all of the residents of Vrindavan to go around the Govardhan Hill in a procession and had this very big festival. After the festival was over and they went back home, Indra became furious that who is this Krishna? They're listening to some little boy. He's just an ordinary boy and they're listening to him and they're stopping my worship. I'm going to teach them all a lesson. So then he started to flood Vrindavan with that huge rain. And of course we know that Krishna, as a small 6-year-old boy, he lifted up the Govardhan Hill like a huge umbrella. I don't know if you can see, those of you who don't know this pastime, you can demonstrate. Krishna lifted up the hill for 7 days. Lifted it. Hold it like this and walk. Held up the Govardhan Hill for 7 days while the floodwaters are going. Afterwards, Lord Indra, he could realize that he made a mistake. That this was not an ordinary boy. Ordinary boys don't lift up mountains for 7 days with one finger, like this, effortlessly. And he came to his senses that actually Krishna is his Lord. He had mistaken. Because when Krishna comes and plays the part, when Lord Ram comes, they play the part in such a way that they're not easily recognizable. When the incarnation of God comes down, he comes just to enjoy intimate pastime to his devotees, especially as Krishna or Ram, they're very human-like. They're there, the original and immediate expansion. So then Lord Indra came and he fell down at Krishna's feet and he begged forgiveness that he hadn't recognized Krishna. He thought he was just some ordinary boy. Now he could realize he was the original Krishna, the original personality of Godhead. So today is that Govardhan Puja celebration here also. We're going to offer some worship to Lord, to the Govardhan Hill. Also Deepavali celebration is the returning of Lord Ram to Ayodhya. After the Vijay Dasami where Lord Ram was victorious, then Ram returned to Ayodhya after some days. The residents of Ayodhya, they lit lights all around their house to welcome Lord Ram back to his kingdom after so many years of absence. They all decorated their house, they all wore nice clothing, and they put candles and lights on the top of their houses so that Lord Ram could easily find where Ayodhya was, even if he came in the night. So Deepawali, Deepa means light. Deepawali means the festival of lights. So today, we're going to also offer lights to the deity of the deities and to the Govardhan Hill. And we'll circumambulate to Govardhan Hill. Like this, there's so many festivals. Actually, there are unlimited festivals in the Vedic culture. The different festivals are special because not only are they including feasting and culture, but they all have Krishna as the center. They have the Supreme Person, Bhagavan, as the center. All these ancient festivals. One cannot separate the Indian culture from religion. It's so much intertwined. Even the dance dramas generally are covering the pastimes of either Krishna or Ram or some avatar, dos avatars. The king of Nepal once mentioned that at a big Hindu conference, that there's no, you cannot separate the way of life from our spiritual heritage. It's like the air we breathe. So actually, Prabhupada, when he came here to the West, he noted that here in America, there's everything. There's wealth, people are good looking, enough houses, enough cars, enough roads. Everything is there, basically, whatever a person needs. But he saw one thing is missing, that Krishna was missing, the spiritual culture was missing. If Krishna is added, then everything is perfect. He said there should be a cooperation between American and Indian cultures. The American technology and Indian culture should be combined. Just like you have the two sisters, the Saraswati and Lakshmi, the both are required. So Prabhupada requested that there should be a cultural kind of spiritual revolution or spiritual dissemination here in America so that people can understand that more than just the technology or just the gross material existence, the real happiness of life is in having the spiritual festivals and understanding our own nature, that we are ultimately all parts of the Supreme Person, and that the purpose of human life is to chant and worship the Lord, to develop in our devotion for Him, to return back to Him at the end of this life. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, I thank the members, especially of the Indian community, for coming on this occasion. And Krishna, He promises in Gita, Yoga Kshemam Vaham Yaham, whatever you have, I protect, I preserve, whatever you need, I will provide. Indra, he was getting a little proud, so Krishna just stabbed his pride for a little bit. He came and he bowed down to Krishna. Then Krishna said, alright, you go and you can again have back your kingdom. But, you be more humble. You be more conscious of me. Don't get overly proud. Sometimes people have a mistaken idea that Krishna takes away. They say, don't worship Krishna, he'll take away everything. This is a misconception. If someone is too proud, if they're bewildered, if they're being harmed because of their ignorance, and their intoxication with materialistic life, then he may take away for a moment to bring back the sense, and then he gives once one has the proper consciousness. But if one has the consciousness from the beginning, then he doesn't take away. There's no need to take anything away. Just like if a small child is playing with a knife, you may take the knife away because the child may hurt. But when the child grows up, knows how to use the knife, he can use the knife, there's no problem. Cut vegetables or whatever. So, Vaidhi Krishna conscious philosophy, everyone can develop. They don't have to eat. Krishna will simply preserve what they have and give whatever they lack. Thus everyone can be peaceful at this lifetime, and at the end of this lifetime they can go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much. Are there any questions?
Do you ever question Krishna's God of him on
He questioned, it's a long story. He questioned it and Krishna defeated him by various arguments. And finally, just because of great affection for Krishna, they agreed with what Krishna said. Krishna gave a lot of explanation that we are farmers, we live off the land. For us, the cows and the brahmanas are the most important. We should worship the Govardhan. We should worship the cows and the brahmanas. We don't need to worship demigods, we can just worship the Supreme Person. Krishna gave many arguments. If we don't need demigod worship, we can directly worship. Other question?
You mentioned this is a special month. You mean the rest of October?
The month goes until November 6th. It's a lunar month. The table, so what, we're the basic, the table, we're going to circumambulate or just try?
Right in the middle, like
the table, we're going to have this replica of Govardhan placed in the center of the roof. Then we're going to offer lights, lamps, little candles and lamps, to the Govardhan and to Lakshmi, to Krishna, to Jagannath. And while Kirtan is being performed, we'll also go around the hill.